Oh my good lord. Get it together, Dylan.
I like you saying get it together and then drinking a cold hard beer.
A cold hard pilsner.
Yeah. It's good.
Not exactly.
It's good. It makes me feel like we're in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's
cheers,
on the theme.
Mate. Yeah, it's like we're splitting lunch boxes on top of scaffolding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before the damn
before diving into
communists.
A Plowman's.
Oh, okay. Okay. We have different angles. And that's fine.
We can do both.
And eating Plowman's before those damn communists come and take our rights.
Yeah.
Sick. Good.
Oh, the flat circle.
Oh,
oh my god.
How
yeah?
Jesus. The energy has not been lower, I think. It's fun.
No,
I was
struggling.
So, for people who haven't recorded anything using Riverside, which is what we used to record, there's you click record and then there's a countdown of 5 seconds. Normally in that time, now neither of us discuss what the cold open is going to be, but one of us always has an idea that the other one has an idea for a cold open. However, before Dylan hit record, Dylan was like, I'm fucking flagging. You're going to be carrying this one. And then hit record. And I was like, ooh, neither of us have a cold open. And I think this is the first time that that's been true.
No, my cold open was to drink a beer.
And you know what? That's good content. That's good content. We could be like, we could be.
My cold open was to open a cold one.
God. Fuck, that's good.
Fuck,
that's so good. We've actually never done, we're actually, I think, the best at this.
We're fine, yeah.
We're fine. We're fine and things are good. We're fine and things are good, actually. Everyone's got to calm down.
Relax.
Dylan, what are we doing here?
Hi, my name is Dylan. I've never played a Fallout game before in my life.
Hello, my name is Robin. I've played the Fallout franchise, specifically Fallout New Vegas, 100 million times. And this is Dorkspawn. This is a choice.
A video game book club!
Will we play choice every video games, and then we talk about them every week, and we do it like a book club, and it's cool and cute, and you like it, actually.
Yeah.
You like it, and it's good.
You like it. You love it.
You fucking love it, you pervs. You get off on it.
You do. What, you can't play a video game yourself? You gotta listen to us play a video game, you sickos.
You sick fucks.
Get in your cuck chair. We're playing the video games.
Don't worry, kitten. Daddy will play the video games.
Anyway, we're playing Fallout New Vegas.
Playing Fallout New Vegas. This week, we did Nipton and Novak. This is the last week that I have designated this is specifically what we're doing.
Yeah.
So next week, so we're going to talk about Nipton and Novak, and then we are going to hand the reins over to Dylan, and Dylan's going to say, I'm interested in doing this. And then we'll say, okay, next week we do that then.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting that you say that. I was picturing it a little differently.
Because
I don't know that I know what I want to do. I might just wander around. And
wander
show up and be like,
yeah,
here I am.
I kind of like that, though. That's a fun week theme.
Is that okay?
It's like, we're just going to kind of wander. If you have absolutely no idea, I have one mission that I'm like, okay, we'll do this. And then we just kind of do anything else that we want to outside of that. We'll talk about it later, but I'm thinking we could do that one mission, and then I'm like, you could do anything as long as it's not go into Vegas,
right.
And then we'll have a week, which is we go into Vegas and we kind of fuck around in Vegas for a bit.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, so I had to go to Mojave Outpost first because I forgot to do that last
you
week because I'm bad and bad.
You're bad.
So, not much at the Mojave Outpost, but There's barracks there. There's people there. There's a bar there. Most important thing there, however, is Ghost, who is the sniper who is up on top of the barracks looking out for people. They odd because they were like, hey, careful up there. There's a sniper. And I was like, okay, care. And then I went up there and she's the coolest woman in the world. So Ghost is up there. Ghost brings your attention to some town. What's the town called?
Nipton
that...
is oh, it the is Nipton. Town. It's Nipton that she's pointing
right.
at.
Right, okay. So she tips you off to that the idea that maybe Nipton has been taken over and that the people there are not great, but being held by people who are much worse.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I wish I could go check it out, but I can't leave my post or whatever it is that she says.
Yeah. So Nipton, we will find out over the course of us adventuring around Nipton, was a city or like a town and, you know, or whatever settlement where there was a bunch of sex workers there and pretty much every single faction went there except for Legion went there to hire people and that's kind of what the town was. So Ghost mentions that. Also, if you go to the bar, there is a woman named Cassidy Rose, who
oh yeah
you can talk to. And if you fulfill her mission, she is a companion. Oh, Cassidy Rose, our drunk at the bar. I like Cassidy a lot. There is two in one of the other buildings. You can speak to a lieutenant and get. That's where you get the sheriff's the thing at the sheriff of Prim to get him to, you know, wipe his record clean. You have to go here and speak to the sheriff, and that's how you speak to a lieutenant here. And say, you made a robot do it.
I made a robot do it. Whoops.
Yeah, you made a you wanted the police state. And I think
cool
that's interesting.
Robot, I think.
Yeah.
Really cool and chill robot who's just gonna.
Well, he's just gonna keep. It's just gonna keep the law and justice intact. And you love police states, and you are always saying this off camera. So I'm glad that.
Yeah.
You think it's cool and fun, and we love that. Mojave Outpost is fun as well because there's this giant statue of a NCR ranger shaking hands with a member of the Wasteland. A cool big propaganda statue that I love a big propaganda statue in a video game.
And in real life.
Real life as well. I'm always saying that off camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's the Mojave Outpost. Then you make toward my favorite part of this video game.
Really, Nipton?
I love Nipton so much. I think it's so fucked up. I think it's great.
It's really fucked up. So it's so when you get there, it for sure is completely taken over. And the people there are just like being killed. Well, they killed a bunch of people on their way in the first place. The town is burning. This is the Legion, right?
Is the Legion who have taken over.
This is Caesar's Legion.
Yeah.
And I think this is really my first time meeting anybody from
Caesar's
Legion.
This is everyone's first time meeting Caesar's Legion. Yeah.
And they're just like sort of slaughtering people like indiscriminately and one at a time, and they're like, they plan to kill everyone here. They haven't killed everyone yet, but they plan to.
No, yeah. So they do. So your first meeting with them, as you're walking into Nipton, a guy runs out. and he is loving life right now. He runs out of this burning town and is like, oh my God, I won the lottery. This is the best day ever. He says, oh God, he says the line, and it's a famous line. Smell that air. Can't you just drink it like booze? I'm pretty sure that's what he says.
Because they're drawing lottery and like awarding quote unquote prizes, but like most of the the first bunch of people, the prize
So it's they sat every single person in Nipton down. The Legion came in, sat everyone in Nipton down in the schoolhouse, gave every single one of them a lottery ticket. The first group of people drawn got executed immediately. The second group of people drawn got crucified, and you can see them strung up all over Nipton. The third group of people got taken as slaves. One person got his legs broken with hammers.
Oh, yeah, I met that
and
guy.
You can meet him. And then the last person to get drawn just gets to walk away. And nothing bad happens to them. They just get to run. And that's who you meet as he's running out of town. A thing which I liked, because Dylan streamed Nipton. Nipton playthrough. A thing that I liked of you doing this is when you walk into the general store. So as you're walking in, there's a general store that's just before the main square. And I have found in video game development, almost everyone walks into the general store before they walk down the main avenue. So no one sees the devastation that is caused upon Nipton before walking into the general store. Everyone will see the guy talking about the lottery, then walk into the general store, see a guy sat on a chair. Both these people, by the way, are powder gangers who have run away. This guy sat on the chair, and I watched you speak to him, and he's like, oh my God, my luck can't get any worse. Fuck my stupid Chungus life.
Yeah.
But for me, I walk in and he's like, holy shit, thank God. Bless my stupid Chungus life. I can't believe you're here. Can you help me out? Because...
yeah, why was he so excited to see you? You did mention that to me.
Because I'm... the Powder Gangers love me. Because I helped them in Good Springs. I helped them in the NCR Correctional Facility. And then... I'm just known amongst them of being an ally. So he sees an ally walk in and is like, holy shit, thank God.
That's funny. Okay.
But with you, because you killed them, a bunch of them... they fucking hate you, and they're like, oh, that's the Reaper. The Reaper has come to collect.
Well, joke's on them, because I liberated that dang town.
I did also see that, which I thought was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I walked up to all of the Caesar's Legion at the door, and they're just like, hey, you wanna walk around, that's fine, but if you're gonna stay, you're gonna join the fucking lottery. And I was like, how about neither? How about I shoot all of you and your dogs? and by shoot, I mean stab you with a machete.
Yeah. I hacked apart in the most brutal way possible.
Yeah. Just hacked them apart.
Yeah. Which is fun.
Great.
So you, as you're walking down the main lot, a bunch of Legion members leave the schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. They kind of circle you, and this one guy whose name I forget and also would probably struggle to say correctly is like, hey buddy, how are you doing? We are leaving. We have no trouble with you because you're not part of this town. We've done our job in the town, but if you wanna, you should tell everyone this is what happens when you're evil and bad and sinful. And I, being a coward, was like, yes, sir, Mr. Sir, I will tell everyone how bad and evil you are as long as you don't hurt me. And they're like, okay, good boy. And then they walked away. And I was like, I threw up everywhere. So I left them and I let them walk away. I also, with the guy who was sat with all of his legs broken and was begging me to help, he's like, oh, could you spare some Med-X for me, please? Because my legs are all messed up. And I said, ugh, I don't have any on me. When I did, I had loads on me. But I'm a selfish, evil guy. I was like, yep, don't have any on me. Sorry, buddy. You're on your own. And then I left. My debilitating drug habit now is... this actually is important. So...
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. I drank one beer and the game was like, you're addicted to alcohol. One.
I don't think you drank one
beer.
I don't think you drank one beer and you became addicted to alcohol. Did you spam beer?
No, I drank one single beer this entire game.
Not even once. Beer? Not even once. Don't do it, kids. Alcohol is bad for you and you will get addicted immediately.
It's just like heroin.
It's just like heroin. It's like one marijuana. Time. If you smoke marijuana like a cigarette, you will get addicted.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
I only do my marijuana in rocks.
So, I have a debilitating drug habit.
Yeah.
I am drinking constantly. If I don't drink, I can't walk. My whole body is. I am, however, now more resistant. Oh, sorry. The effects of chemicals last twice as long for me now because I'm so addicted to substances that I can make them last really long, because there are perks that you get on level up. There are also perks that are situational that happens. And me having a drug habit is actually very beneficial for me at the minute. Wow. However, RIP, I was wandering through the wasteland. I got into a couple of fights. My bones were breaking. I was weak and hungry. I found a guy who ran up to me and was talking to me about a crazy woman that started fighting him because of his sunset sarsaparilla star cap necklace that he had.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I killed
and
someone
you got the opposite one where that guy randomly started attacking me, and then she starts swinging on you because you have sunset sarsaparilla caps.
Yeah, and then I raided her body and there were 9 sunset star sarsaparilla caps.
So it's like, it's a thing which you will come across the pair of them fighting each other, and he says, oh, we were traveling together fine. Like, he was like, I actually had kind of a crush on her. I was going to ask her out and see if we could do anything, but then she saw that I had a necklace for these star caps and then immediately started shooting at me and trying to grab him. He's like, but I just had these because that's my lucky charm. I think he says that his granddad gave him it. And then he got up and walked away, and I was like, oh my god, the sunset sarsaparilla. I know the treasure hunt of the sunset sarsaparilla. I've heard about it before because I had that in Jake's backstory. So then I shot him in the back of the head and I killed him and I took all of his stuff.
Of course.
However, in that shooting of him, I leveled up. Oh, so fun. And I got a fun perk that I could pick up. And I was like, you know what? Let's go for it. I am weak. I don't have a lot of health. I'm addicted to a bunch of drugs. What if I went, so hyper evil? So then I took the perk cannibal and I ate him afterwards. I am now a cannibal. Whenever I sneak next to a dead body, I can eat the dead body. People will say it's a crime against nature if they see it. I also lose a karma every time I eat someone.
Yeah.
However, there's a bunch of secret perks that come with it. For example, if you kill the leader of every major faction and eat them, you get the king of meals, I think, which is every time you eat someone, you permanently get a stat boost, which I think is fun.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So Jake is falling onto hard times, now addicted to 2 different types of drugs and is a cannibal. So then in Nipton, you killed everyone.
I did.
Let them walk away. And by let them, I mean, I was like, please leave me alone. I will tell everyone of your great, great deeds.
Don't hurt me.
Please don't hurt me, please. I then walked into the schoolhouse. And there's this real fun little storyline that you can get by speaking to the only person in the town who's alive. And there's a computer on the top floor of the schoolhouse as well. The schoolhouse, you're seeing dead bodies, and there's like a couple of these feral dogs running around as well. But also these lottery tickets everywhere. If you go to the top floor, you see... If you speak to the guy and he said, oh, the mayor let us in because we had this plan, or rather we worked with the mayor for this plan where the NCR were going to come in, they were going to hire a bunch of women, and then the powder gangers were going to jump and kidnap a bunch of NCR members and ransom them off back to the NCR for a bunch of money. And then when you go up to the top floor, you can read the mayor's notes on the situation, where he says that the Legion asked him to do this. They offered the Legion offered the mayor 8,000 caps to tell the powder gangers of this plan, and then just step back when the Legion are actually going to capture all of the powder gangers and all of the NCR.
Right.
However, the mayor was also part of this plan because he himself is corrupt. So then he also got kidnapped, and then he got burnt at the stake. He got set on fire.
Right, right. Yeah.
But a fun thing about the three messages that he has on his terminal is the first message that he writes is about him taking the mayor position. And he writes his name. Let's see if I actually have his name here. No, I don't have his name, but he writes Mayor and then his name, and he has in brackets, Mayor. That sounds so professional and nice. The second message, he says, Mayor, his name, Esquire. And then in the third message, he says, Super Mayor, his name, Esquire the Third. And it's very good of him getting more and more excited and adding more and more titles to his name.
Yeah. His credentials
with every passing day. So I took everything. I then was searching around in the town of Nipton. There is another inside one of the houses is a Mr. Handybot who immediately starts attacking you.
God, I didn't find that.
Oh no, there's a terminal of a guy saying that he is trying to impress this one woman. So makes a Mr. Handybot and is like, look how impressive this is. And then says that he ended up making two Mr. Handybots, and he's like, so what's going to happen is I'm going to pay for her to come round. We're going to hang out. I'm going to have the Mr. Handybot enter. She's going to be really impressed. And then we're going to be hanging out. And while she's swooning over me, then the second Mr. Handybot is going to come in. And then she's going to fall absolutely in love with me. Because look at me. I'm making Mr. Handybots no problem.
I built two Mr. Handys, yeah.
And it's very cute. He's very dead in the other room. But it's a fun little pre-story. I love Nipton. I love the Nipton Lottery. One of my favorite Magic the Gathering cards is the Nipton Lottery.
Funny. What the fuck does that do?
You randomly select one creature on the board and you kill every other creature.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the Nipton Lottery. I just like it a lot. I think it's a deeply cool way to introduce your main villain faction is have, and as well, the way that this whole story is set up. You walk into a town, one guy, like you see that shit's like everything is on fire and a bunch of Legion flags. This one powder ganger runs toward you. The powder ganger so far have been the lead villains of this whole situation.
Right, right.
He's so thankful for his life. He doesn't explain what it is. He just says that he's now an ex-powder ganger. He's leaving all that behind and is loving life. He runs away. You go into the general store. There's a guy who's like, yeah, that fucking idiot is free. I had my legs beaten with hammers. You're like, oh, shit, crazy. And then you see rows of crucified people. And then the Legion says what they did with this horrific lottery. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's so fucking cool.
And it is fun because that's what Ghost kind of says to you in the beginning, is like, the people there are powder gangers. They suck. They're not, you know, like, they're not my favorite people by a long shot, but what is happening to them is,
yeah,
is horrific.
And it has this thing of, it has this interesting, you know, thing of the Legion being like, well, this place was a, like, we stopped the powder gangers, this horrendous criminal organization who just go around mindlessly killing people, and we mm-hmm. fixed it, look. And I love a villain that has that very broken mindset of being like, see, I'm a good guy. Look, I horrifically slaughtered all of the other bad guys.
All the criminals.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I love it. It's the best. Yeah. It's the coolest one. And then, you know, I just like Nipton a lot. And then after Nipton, you leave. I came across a Legion ambush, which I thought was cool.
Oh, I think I came across that too.
Yeah. a bunch of merchants that were just passing somewhere, and then all the Legion jumped them. Really cool. A cool little moment, because I saw all of the mercenaries. Not the mercenaries, sorry. I saw all the traveling merchants, and I bought some things for them, and I was like, oh, that's a lot of merchants here. That's weird. I wonder why all these merchants are, like, there's like two merchants at the same point. I was like, that's fun, because merchants are kind of like a random trigger to happen walking around. It's fun that it happened two triggers at the same time.
Yep. But no,
I bought and sold some things, and I said, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And then they immediately walked into a Legion ambush, and I crouched behind a bush until one side was victorious, and it was the Legion won. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. No, I killed those guys, the Legion won. Obviously.
Yeah, of course. Because that's the moral good thing to do. It's kill the evil Legion. In the bushes, I find a... in the bush that I was hiding in, I found a dead ghoul wearing a robe. And when I searched it, it was... it said Bright Follower robe.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
Okay.
So I took this bright follower robes off this person, and he also had a plasma pistol, I think. And then, whilst wandering around in that same direction, I came across a Legion camp with a bunch of powder ganger slaves.
Powder ganger
slaves being all the people from Nipton.
Yeah. Which I actually got from Ghost, too. She told me about that.
Oh, cool.
She told me to go and set those people free, which I then did.
Nice.
I lured them into a barn, and then I killed them. That's my new thing.
Luring people into barns.
Like, hey, shoot me! And then I go run into an enclosed space somewhere, and then they one by one come in, and I stab them. And then I let those powder gangers go, which is interesting because I'm like, I also don't like the powder gangers, but I'm not going to let them have this fate, you know?
Yeah. That's cool. That's fun. I like that. I saw all the powder gangers. The powder gangers said, hey, please save me. And I was like, sorry, buddy. And then I left.
Nice.
It's interesting playing this game because I'm with this specific character, because I'm kind of not interacting with a lot of the world, because
right,
I'm like, no, my guy's
not doing it.
My guy's a coward. Like, he's not putting himself like in risk, especially with these Legion people. He's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's fun being passive, because I do believe that being passive will force you to join the Legion, because you're not standing up for anything, and they're like the strongest force in this wasteland, which I think is fun.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitcherton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitcherton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
This episode is brought to you by Hero Forge. There is no better gift for a gamer than a custom miniature of their beloved TTRPG character. So this holiday season, take the guesswork out of gift giving and treat your players to a digital gift card to Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. You can make minis in a variety of materials, including premium unpainted plastic and color standees, and they even offer downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And for the dice lovers in your party, never fear, Hero Forge has you covered with their custom dice, which lets you put your hero inside the very D20 that will help lead you to glory. Visit HeroForge.com to send your players a digital gift card and let them build the heroes of their dreams.
I came across Ranger Station Charlie.
Oh, I did not.
I came across this Ranger Station. It only has one guy in it. This one guy says that they have been cut off from radio broadcasts where people can't seem to hear them. He can hear other people, and he says, "We keep getting medical supplies, and I don't know why." And I'm like, ooh, interesting, fascinating. And then I left the Ranger Station Charlie to half kind of investigate what's going on. But if you keep going down this road, you will find Novak. If anyone at the time of recording is looking at anything related to season 2 of Fallout, the TV show, all of the clips and trailers take place in Novak, which I think is fun and cool.
I saw that.
Yeah. There's a whole thing of Lucy, who's the protagonist. She is in the mouth of the dinosaur in Novak. Very fucking cool. Very cool. Yeah.
The Dino D-Light Motel.
Yeah, baby. there's some cool things around here. So Novak is, because the sign, one of my favorite tropes when it comes to naming things, the sign is no vacancy, but half of the words have burnt out. So it just says Novak. And yep. Then everyone just calls this town Novak. I love it. Kings of Bahat fans, sound off. We find, as we walk up to Novak, Victor is here. You talk to Victor, and he's like, "I don't know why I'm here. I just kind of came."
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's up with you, Victor?
What have you done, Victor?
I can't wait to find out.
I can't wait to find out what's wrong with you.
Yeah, and what you've done. I know it's not nothing.
Yeah. He's definitely up to some shit. I am pretty sure about this. So there is a fan theory slash basically confirmed thing about, and I believe it's about Novak. However, I am going to Google it a little bit. Do you want to take over a bit of chatting about Novak?
Sure. So Novak is like a touristy place. There's like Robin said, the dino watchtower thing, which is like everything is themed around that. So the motel is themed around it. The gift shop is themed around it. Everything around here is. There is the motel that you can stay in. I did not have enough reputation to, I had to pay money to stay there. But I did, because I thought, you know, live a little.
Yeah.
And also we need to rest, I think. And you go up into this room, and you can also like kind of sneak around a little bit. Up there, there's a bunch of, oh my God, there's a bunch of merchants also, and like the gift shop and stuff. And I bought a bunch of supplies that I think I'm going to help me rebuild that robot back, all the way back.
Oh, cool. Prim. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's next on my list a little bit. What else? What else happens here?
So,
I just kind of talk to a bunch of people.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah, I'm just wondering maybe if I missed a major plot point, which is something
is a fairly major mission that gives you your first companion here.
Okay, see, I must not have triggered it or something, because I just sort of went around talking to people, and then I was wandering around being like, what else?
So, in the mouth of the dinosaur, there are two snipers. There is Manny, who snipes in the daytime, and then in the nighttime, it is Boone. You go and you speak to Boone, and Boone says, there's also a thing which, like, a lot of people around do bring up, or, like, passively say. Boone's wife recently has gone missing. A lot of people are like, oh, yeah, she upped and left.
Oh, yeah, people have told me that. Yeah.
If you speak to him, he says, oh, my wife is dead. I know she's dead. A bunch of Legion slavers got her and took her away. And someone in this town is responsible for that. I'm going to give you my hat. I need you to find out who did it. Bring them out the front of the dinosaur's mouth whilst I'm working, and I'm going to shoot them in the face. And then you have a little bit of a mystery on your hands where you go around and you're speaking to everyone and trying to figure out what happened to Boone's wife. When you figure it out, kind of regardless of how you figure it out, as long as you have high enough speech, you can either get it right and then prove it, or if you have high enough speech, you can reason anything. Boone is like, well, there's no reason for me to be here now. I guess I'll join you. And you're like, okay. And then you can leave with your first companion. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I haven't left yet, so that's great.
That's good. You can also speak to Jeannie May, who owns...
Yes, the motel.
Who owns the motel. Yeah, she tells you about Repcon, Helios One, and Nelson. These are three... These are three things that will, like, lead you into these three different paths.
Oh, they're... Yeah.
She also mentions that Brahmin keep going missing. You can speak to a lot of people. I mean, there's... Daisy Whitman, who lives there, who is was a pilot for the NCR. Bruce Isaac, who is a performer from New Reno mention. Big hype. New Reno is a location in Fallout 2. Actually, all of Novak is a series of Fallout 2 references, because someone in a shack nearby is called Nobark Noonan. And Nobark Noonan is very heavily theorized to be the protagonist of Fallout 2, just way older now, because the car from Fallout 2 has crashed nearby his shack, and he's like insane now, but he has a lot of like fun information and can and like references some certain events in Fallout 2 when you're speaking to him. But Bruce Isaac is an old singer from New Reno. He, a casino owner owed him a lot of money, so then he slept with the casino owner's daughter and then left. The casino owner is now going to kill him, so he thinks that that's you. There is also Ranger Andy, who's from the NCR. He has his, like, he was an NCR ranger, but now has, like, can't do that anymore because his leg's really bad, because he was doing a mission and he saw a... He was hunting Legion, and then there was a kid that he saw, and then the kid dropped a grenade in front of him and then blew half his leg off, because the Legion use kids because they know that people will hesitate before killing a kid. It's a fun, like, you
fuck
hit
the Legion so much.
You
hit
Nipton, and then you are just like, you then see a bunch of stuff, and then you hear about a bunch of stuff that the Legion do. It's a fun, like, aren't these guys the fucking evilest, worst thing?
Most evil. Oh, my God.
Most evil. And so in your face, like, hey, this is... wouldn't you be an absolute sociopath to be on these people's teams? And then you watch any Fallout New Vegas video on TikTok, and so many people say, are they true to Caesar? And I want them to explode. I get so angry.
That, actually. I'm getting Fallout stuff now. Because we started playing, so now I'm getting Fallout stuff, just like I started to get Mass Effect stuff.
Once
we started talking about it all the time. And so I have seen a little bit of that, a lot of people being like Caesar's Legion.
And it's insane. Because then you do this and you're like, hey, so this is evil and sucks.
Hey, so what's wrong with you?
Hey, so what's wrong with you? And the thing is that this game does a thing which I do respect. The Legion are ferally evil in a way that is completely undeniable. But a thing that it does is there's a lot of like, oh, the things they do kind of works in a very fucked up, you just turn your brain off and say they kind of work way.
Yeah.
Because that's the conversation that this is having, is like, they also want the Wasteland to... The reason why they're doing this is because they're like, well, this was... Rome was the strongest, like, kingdom, empire. So we should just do all the things that Romans do because they're the strongest empire. Even though it's like, yeah, but you're evil, though. You're doing deeply fucked up shit.
And trying to build an empire, which is already bad.
Which is crazy.
But you're also doing it the most evil style.
Most hashtag evil style.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people are very into Caesar's Legion.
Fun and cute.
In a way that is because they played this and they didn't think about it, or they're just doing it as a joke and don't realize that it's a kind of weird joke to do.
Yeah. Are you going to do Caesar's Legion?
Since
sort of an evil guy?
Yeah, I'm doing Caesar's Legion because I'm playing an evil person. And
you're
also
playing an evil person.
You
who's
won't
who's
experience this. So
correct.
I want to do
no,
the
I
thing
am,
so I can talk about
I am glad we're
things.
Doing two very different things. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that'll be fun. There is also,
I am
like,
playing
I'm
just a very nice man who's maybe not a genius, but
yeah,
but a nice man.
That like I might switch at some point. I might end up doing maybe Mr. House because I like Mr. House as a character a lot. He's another fun one where people are like, oh, I'm on Mr. House's side. But then they don't, but that's in a way that's like, I appreciate why you think that that's a good thing to be, but he is not good in like any way. He's also evil and bad, but he is in a way. So Mr. House is just, if Elon Musk had any intelligence, is who Mr. House is. He does everything for money and is like, we're going to send people to the moon and all this shit. And
is a
stupid feral idiot. But it's like he's a very cruel capitalist businessman.
Is his name Mr. House because the house always wins?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I love him so much. Sick. I love him so fucking much. I love Mr. House very deeply.
What a sicko.
What a sicko. He's crazy. I like him so much. He has a lot of really cool stuff that I'm excited to talk about and do later when we get to it. Speaking of when we get to it.
Yes.
Okay. So we done Novak.
Yeah.
There are several different places that we could go. The one mission that I was like, I actually think that this would be cool if both of us did it, is you should do Boone's mission.
I'll absolutely do that. I'm still in town. I can make that happen.
And that's good, and then gives you a character, which is neat.
Which I want, yeah.
And I believe, one sec, let me have a... Yes, so going to the Repcon facility is the one mission that I want you to do for next week, and then you can do anything else.
And then
else
I
you
can
want.
Do anything else
anything
that
else.
I want.
So the Repcon
except
mission...
Except go to Vegas.
Except go to Vegas. The Repcon mission is you will see this giant dome as you're going to Novak, and it is just going toward that giant dome and then doing what they're doing there. There are two, like, it's a very cool, lots of different things are happening mission. I like the, mm-hmm. I really like the Repcon aerospace, mission a lot. It's fun.
Okay.
It's just outside of Novak.
Oh, okay, because that's something that, we found out about in Nipton. We found out about that in the, the gas station, I think it is.
Yes.
The merchant, Dr. Strauss. Ada.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Ada.
Yeah. I think so.
I think you're correct.
She's the merchant that tells us about the Repcom rockets and their...
Yes, yeah. Yes, 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 yep. Yes, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes. Go to Repcon, do that mission, and then you can do anything else you want.
Okay.
What I'm going to be doing next week, because this is fun, because I kind of do want to join the Legion because I think it's cool. However, I am going to be bringing Boone with me, which is fun because if you do anything positive for the Legion, Boone immediately tries to kill you.
Fucks you over, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of fun as to see, like, what would happen there, or if I'm going to leave him, because I'm wondering what a cowardly character thinks about companions. It's harder to be a coward if people are watching you. And I think that's a thing that Jake is currently trying to think of and deal with. I also believe I'm going to do the mission Heartbreak by the Number, which is the Rose of Sharon Cassidy's mission. Rose of Sharon Cassidy is the other companion who is in the Mojave Outpost. She asks you to go... do a job for the Crimson Caravan. We've seen the Crimson Caravan, heard of the Crimson Caravan a few times.
Yeah, definitely.
So I might be doing... I might do a mission for that so I can go back to her and say that I did it. Just to get her on the team because she is also a very big alcoholic. However, she has a way weirder morality scale. She will kind of just be... part of your team kind of regardless of what you do, but you can make her worse. You can make her worse or better.
Oh, that's fun.
By
okay,
doing
so,
things.
Yeah.
Which you kind of can with a lot of different characters in this, but some characters, if you do like, if you, so every character can be made better or made worse. However, if you join a certain faction, characters are that, like, well, I'm not going to do that. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool. Which I think is cool.
I do like that.
Fun. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited to get a companion, and I'm excited to wander, and I'm excited to do Repcon.
Yeah, Repcon is cool. Repcon is actually really fun. There's two. It's a chunky mission, but it's chunky in a Fallout sense, which is a little less chunky than a lot of the other things. Like, we've just been playing games where a chunky mission is like multiple hours. Repcon isn't multiple hours. Repcon's like an hour, maybe.
Right.
Hour and a half.
Right.
But ciao.
We did it.
We did it.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And I'm excited to be off leash a little bit. I think that's interesting. And I think it feels right being how Skyrim-y this game feels to me. Like, I kind of feel like I can just sort of wander, which is nice and a good, like, familiar feeling to me in a video game that I haven't done in a while, because we've been playing these games that do, like, Inquisition has a bit of open world feel to it, but we played it mission forward, so we played it kind of on track, and Mass Effect is very on track, so, like, we've done all these games that kind of go mission by mission completely towards the story. So I'm kind of excited to just sort of fap about.
It was because whilst making the hour like timeline for this.
Yeah.
I know we briefly spoke about this, but it's so antithetical to this game specifically to have a, we're going to do this mission now and we're going to do these things. Cause the whole game, I mean, we briefly mentioned it just now when I said, oh, go to Repcon, is there are so many different points where someone tells you information that would probably naturally be like, oh, well, I'm going to go do that, cause that seems fun. And then you walk away and you do that mission. And then you, like, naturally discover things by talking to people and seeing things and how minor bits all connect and relate in this fun web that it has. Me saying, hey, go do this is kind of antithetical to that. However, I do think it's like you can kind of have chapters up to Novak. And then Novak has, again, three different things. It has Nelson, Helios 1, and Repcon, all of which are brought up by several members of the several different people in this area to be like, go do this. Seems fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, seems fun.
And then we will.
Reminder, because we talked about this off camera. Did you end up picking up Chance's knife? Because there was a melee weapon that I was like, after post-recording, I was like, there's a melee weapon that's really good. It's right outside of Good Springs.
No, I don't think I did.
I don't have it. Yeah, in the
I'll tell you that
in the Fallout New Vegas prequel comic series, it is about Chance, Benny, and one other guy. Doing the mission. That, like, the comic ends with you getting shot in the head. And it's all about them going from Vegas, getting the mission, and then coming to find you. Chance is a character in it who isn't in the opening video, because he has just died and was buried, and then they found you. So his body is in an unmarked grave just outside of Good Springs. And he has a knife that he has in the comic. But the knife is, like, really, really good for melee characters.
Oh, so, right. Okay.
So I was you should pick that up then. Because it's...
Yeah.
It just makes you super fast.
Okay, and that is the thing that I dislike about the machete. I like it a lot, but oh my god, why am I so slow? I need to be hitting people four times as fast as I am.
It's a big chunky machete.
I guess.
Also, outside of Fallout things, happy Dragon Age Day to everyone that had Dragon Age Day.
Happy Dragon Age Day.
Happy Dragon Age Day. I hope everyone did fun Dragon Age themed stuff. I cried over Hawk again, as I do. I sat at my shrine to Hawk.
I thought about the hero of Ferelden emerging from the Deep Roads with the cure for the blight in her hands and getting a raven from Liliana immediately upon coming topside that Alistair is dead. And that's why Dylan is drinking. And that's why I'm drinking, because I thought about that. I also thought about King Alistair, the worst thing in the fucking world.
Yeah.
My miserable king.
Have I talked on the show about the run I want to do? The Dragon Age Origins run I want to do?
I think you have briefly, but if not, it is a great run because, well, you say it. Say it.
Well, listeners to the Patreon book club, which is an actual book club, and that's the reason why we haven't been able to do it all the time, is because my brain is made of bumblebees and I can't read.
We can't.
I never learned how. I only know how to play video game and lie.
Yeah. I have to read them to Robin. That's why it takes so long.
Like your little bedtime story. And I just get so sleepy, I fall asleep after two pages. So I love Loghain Mactir now. He's definitely up there in top five Dragon Age characters for me. There are videos on our Patreon where we rank Dragon Age characters, and I had to fight tooth and nail to have Loghain Mactir in a higher tier because I think he's great. And now I would put him in an even higher tier now that I've read his perspective on books. Because I think he's so great. But I want to replay Dragon Age Origins. I want to have Loghain live. I'm thinking I want Alistair King, but it's just because I like Alistair and I don't want him to die in as a drunk.
Yeah, the only other option, there's hardened Alistair King or drunk Alistair, and that's the only way that you can keep Alistair alive and also keep Loghain alive.
And I want Loghain to get some perspective and redeem himself by sacrificing himself in the Fade in Dragon Age Inquisition. I think that's what a magical story and what an actual hero he would be up on doing that. I love Loghain so much. I think he's so great. And I can also get Hawk to live.
Yeah.
The best of every single world possible. Are you kidding?
And Varric doesn't have to write those letters.
And Varric doesn't have to write those letters, and Varric doesn't have to say, "Where's Hawk?" twice, and I don't have to eat my own bones out of pure sadness.
God. You know what? The Hawk thing hits for us because if anything like that ever happened to you, I would go into the fucking Fade after you. I'd kill everything in there.
Yeah, I'd eat that spider. Fucking
I would eat
a million spiders to make you get out the Fade, Dylan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't let it happen.
I'm in the mood to replay Dragon Ages, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, me too, a little bit.
And Origins is one of the best games of all time. So I hope everyone had a nice Dragon Age day. I'm so certain that at some point Dylan and I are going to be like, hey, do you want to stream us playing Dragon Age?
We will do it. We will do it. I am streaming again, and I am enjoying it quite a lot. So
if anyone wants to watch Dylan play Fallout New Vegas, Dylan is streaming himself playing Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a fun, good time. I had a cute moment where I was playing Fallout New Vegas whilst Dylan was playing Fallout New Vegas, and I took a picture where both of us were at literally the exact same point in the exact same conversational tree when we were both talking to the Legionnaires in Nipton, and I was like,
And then I killed them all.
And then I let them walk away. I say let them like I could fight them. But I let them walk away.
Robin said, wow, I didn't think you could do that.
No, because it's so hard to do. I'm so used to playing on hardcore mode where you have to plan out like a tree of traps on how to kill them, and I always get my shit handed to me so hard. Like Jake wouldn't be able to kill them even on like a non hardcore difficulty. Jake wouldn't be able to kill them.
Sure,
they're hard. It's a hard fight.
Yeah, they were hard to kill. They've got so many dogs.
There's so many dogs, but it's okay because you have one machete and the will to do good.
I have one machete and panic is what I think it is for Ace. Just a driving sense of fear.
Yeah. Well, love you so much.
Next week, love you.
Next week, we're doing Repcon, and you're just kind of doing whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, and I'm going to have a good time.
I'm going to have a good time. If you like Fallout and you're interested in listening to both of us do a Fallout AP and you haven't listened to Kings of Mahat yet, do.
Do it.
Do it.
It's very good.
Freak, gun and
it's
face.
It's super good.
It's good. I like it so much. We are up to episode 3. Well, ow, not of recording. We're just about to release episode 3. Yeah. But it's a good show. It's a short show, and it's Fallout. And it's with a bunch of people who are just truly the best in the world.
Outstanding. And it's set in New York City. Woo!
Set in New York City, baby. The only place that's ever existed, according to one Dylan.
True.
But, gang, I love it so much. I appreciate you. Do you remember our outro?
I do.
Well, I have dreadful news, gang. Awful dog shit news.
Terrible news.
Unfortunately, everyone, the game was rigged from the start.
The game was rigged from the start.
Yay!